This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The 112th Congress reconvenes today in a last-ditch effort to head off the automatic tax hikes and spending cuts set to take effect on January 1st. Next week, when the new Congress meets, Joseph Kennedy III will be among those who may have to work toward a solution. For almost 2 years, there's been no Kennedy in political office in Washington. The new congressman from Massachusetts will end that streak. He is the son of former Congressman Joe Kennedy and a great-nephew of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And in his first run for office, he was elected by a 2-to-1 margin. NPR's Tovia Smith has this profile.
There's little denying that Kennedy's election was about more than just him.
Do you mind if I take a picture?
Not at all. Come on.
At a recent orientation for newly elected members of Congress at Harvard, there were plenty of folks hoping to make a name for themselves, and then there was Joe Kennedy.
Oh, I know who you are.
I definitely saw that, how people reacted to the fact that they were talking to a Kennedy.
No surprise that for Sean Bilat, the Republican trounced by Kennedy, that was frustrating. Bilat says the 32-year-old got by with little scrutiny and remains a bit of an unknown.
The case here is what you see is what you want to see. And for many people, it's the continuation of Camelot. It's the continuation of the Kennedy legacy and legend.
For his part, Kennedy, a tall redhead with a chiseled jaw and freckles, seems to take it all in stride. He says running for political office was not a lifelong goal, but dawned on him when he was working as an assistant prosecutor.
You'd spend a couple days on trial, and win or lose, you come back to your desk and you find 10 more of the cases that you just tried. At a certain point, you say, if I'm really trying to solve this problem, we have to address some of these issues about why these cases are starting in the first place.
That coincided with a rare open congressional seat, and Kennedy jumped in. While many observers took a Kennedy win for granted, the candidate ran like an underdog, shaking hands at train stations and mastering the local nitty-gritty.
You know, he's got a great name. But he got elected because of the way he ran his campaign.
Congressman Jim McGovern is assigned to mentor the freshman congressman.
Look, this is a guy who doesn't need a mentor. I think very much in the tradition of his father and his grandfather and his uncles, I think he will make an incredible mark on Congress.
Kennedy says his priorities will be reducing the debt and deficit, boosting the economy, and immigration reform. Those who know him expect him to be more of a workhorse than a show horse.
He was never about his name at all.
Rob Leith, Kennedy's high school English teacher, says Joe was always charismatic. Both he and his twin brother Matt were both well-behaved and smart.
I know that a lot of the more famous Kennedys are known for their academic and personal difficulties going through adolescence. Joe was not a wild child whatsoever. I would say he's pretty squeaky clean.
Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells a similar story of the eager redhead he had in his front row.
Students all have their names in front of them, and he just had Joe. I had no idea he was a member of the Kennedy family, and I just kept calling him Joe.
Dershowitz figured it out months later when Kennedy came to his office for career advice. He was a good student, Dershowitz says, unintimidated even by the Socratic method.
One of the women sitting in that class mocked him at one point for volunteering to answer a very difficult series of questions I was asking. She razzed him, and she's now his wife.
We want to give back to leave this place a little bit better than we found it.
Kennedy is known for his discipline and sticking to the script. His former boss, District Attorney Jerry Leone, recalls one rare occasion when Kennedy let his guard down as he was dogged by a reporter on his way into court.
He was hustling around and for just that one moment lost discipline with the media. And he said, dude, I'm just trying to do my job. And, you know, that's Joe. Dude, just let me do my job.
Kennedy says he knows all the attention is a double-edged sword, but he says he's not going to D.C. just to lie low. The country needs leadership, he says, and then adds, though as a freshman, I know I have a lot to learn. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.